And now I'm joined on the line by Maria, who is the CEO of First Fortnight Mental Health Art and Cultural Festival. Good morning to you, Maria.
Good morning, Debbie.
Great. Sounds great there. Tell us a little bit about this and the festival and how it's going, because I know we're, what are we now today, the 12th? So it's near coming to the end. How has it been going?
The festival has been great this year, Debbie. We're delighted. Similar to lots of other events we've had to pivot and change what we did over the last couple of years. And we're delighted this year to be back mainly in person. We have some events online, but First Fortnight has been running for 12 years now, and this is just my second year with the festival. And every January, for the first 2 weeks in January, we run, as you said, a mental health art and cultural festival, and we have films, poetry, theatre, music, dance, literature, across all the art forms in lots of locations around Dublin and some around the country, and a few events online. And it's been lovely this year meeting our audience again in person, and you can see how, you know, delighted and thrilled everybody is to be back out at live events. And you can't beat it, that thing of being in an audience at a live event and enjoying both the artists and their performance and being with other audience members.
Exactly. Now, you're a charity, so this First Fortnight, you're saying it's going 12 years, is this the main thing you do within the charity, or are you doing work throughout the year?
So we have two aspects to the organisation, and one is this annual arts festival, and we're running over 50 events in the arts festival, and as I say, it's in both Dublin, around the country, and online, so that takes up a lot of our time every year planning and organising that festival. But outside of the 2 weeks in January, we also run creative art therapy. That's music therapy, art therapy and drama therapy for children, adolescents and adults who are experiencing or at risk of homelessness. And those, we have a number of creative therapists working with us, and they work year round, mainly in the Dublin region. We work in a few places in Meath now, just outside Dublin, but our creative art therapies are primarily in Dublin, and that's year round, and the festival is just in January.
So yeah, and then as you said, a lot of work goes into this festival. So how do you get people involved to take part in the festival? Do people come to you? Is it people who suffer with their mental health, or is it just artists who want to get involved?
Well, there's a number of different ways, and because the festival has been going for so long, we would now get approached by a lot of artists that want to work with the festival, and particularly if they've a story to tell. And it might be their own story of experience with mental health. It might be that they have a family member or a friend who has some experience of mental ill health. But also we would approach artists as well. So, for example, this year we commissioned Electronic Sheep, who are two Dublin artists. They're graduates of NCAD, Brendan and Helen, and their company, Electronic Sheep, they make really beautiful knitted scarves, but they also do art and collaborative art, and we commissioned them to make a tapestry. So there's this beautiful large tapestry on display in the Project Art Centre until this Saturday. And that was something that we approached those artists and commissioned them. And the tapestry is their representation, our response to the aims and themes of First Fortnight and addressing the stigma attached to mental health. And how they went about it was they approached some artists and friends of theirs. So there's Gavin Friday, Ashling B, Laura Whitmore were some of the people that they approached and asked them to send them a photo of an object that helps them with their own mental health. And then Brenda and Helen incorporated images of some of those objects and some of those individuals into this tapestry, which is on display across the festival. But we would also work with Stephen James Smith, who's a Dublin spoken word poet, and he works with us curating one of the festival favourites, therapy sessions, where he approaches it could be emerging or mid-career artists who are musicians or spoken word artists for therapy sessions, which this year we're running therapy sessions in Dublin, Wexford and Belfast with a number of different artists, including Buddy Wakefield, who's a 3-time World Slam Poetry Champion. Mm-hmm. And we also have Toisin performing with us this year, who some of your listeners may have seen on The Late Late last Friday.
Very good. And it all sounds, it sounds like a lot of work, but it sounds really, really great. And who founded it like 12 years ago? It's gone 12 years and in your opinion, has it got bigger and stronger and I suppose more helpful for people out there to get involved and to help them with their mental health?
Yes, we would like to think that it's growing year on year. It was started by two friends, actually, JP Swain and Dave Keegan, and they were sitting at a kitchen table in Tala 12 years ago and they were having a conversation around mental health. Both of the friends had been impacted either directly or indirectly by mental ill health. Mm. And they were talking about how challenging it was in Ireland at that time and unfortunately still is. And they wondered, you know, what could they do? Is there anything they could do to be part of the solution? And they were both involved in the arts and believed in the healing power of the arts and also that the arts could be a fantastic vehicle for helping spread a positive message. So they started off contacting friends and artists that they knew and began the festival. And it has grown every year. And the main aim of the festival is to break down that stigma that's attached to mental health. And research that First Fortnight has done over the years has shown that people may delay looking for help if they have mental ill health due to the stigma attached to it and the fear around judgment that might come or shame that there might be around mental ill health as a result of the stigma. So we're trying to promote conversations to normalise talking about mental health, talking about mental health, and really break down that stigma, because the stigma will do a lot of damage in terms of preventing people looking for help, but also having people feeling judged because of something that is outside their own control.
That's so true. And the stigma of mental health, and we're in, I say this every year because we do a lot of mental health here. We do a lot with Sea Change as well in May, you know, because that's a mental health awareness month. And the stigma, even though we are in 2023, there can sometimes be that stigma still attached to mental health, which there shouldn't be. You know, it's like any other illness we have. If we broke a leg or an arm, you know, people, how are you, you know, and it's good that we are talking more about it. It's good to see that we have like people that are celebrities and that coming out and telling their own stories. But this first 2 weeks of January is a great time to have something like this after the big buzz of Christmas. And it is a bit of a letdown kind of, you know, that January kind of depressing month. It's good to have something like this to offer.
Yes, and it's not by accident. I mean, Dave and JP did decide that the first 2 weeks in January was a time when a lot of people struggle. And, you know, the days are dark. Not everybody has that hallmark Christmas. You know, Christmas can be a very difficult time for some people. So having this, we see it as a bit of a cultural oasis, the first 2 weeks in January, offering help. And we actually partner also with Sea Change. So Barbara Brennan, the director of Sea Change, spoke at our opening event on Mullach Naman in Smock Alley, and she's a fantastic advocate. She shares very generously around her own story in terms of mental health. And in particular this year, Barbara spoke to our theme for 2023, which is hope. And anytime I hear Barbara speak, I think she is a total inspiration, and she really gives you hope to see somebody that has had struggles with mental ill health for years, but now is so well, and she really gives you hope for recovery. But research that both Sea Change and First Fortnight have done into the stigma attached to mental health has showed that people can feel that there is, you know, that they're judged in some way in relation to seeking employment or looking for housing. And a lot of it is just fear, you know, fear people have around mental health from misunderstandings about what it is. So the more we talk about it and the more understanding there is, we break down the fear, which also breaks down the stigma. And very much for 2023, First Fortnight are focusing on the theme of hope. And we want to give hope to those who are struggling with their mental health and also to the families and friends of people suffering with mental ill health, you know, that recovery is possible, that there's help there, that there's support, and that we're trying to tackle any stigma, shame, fear or judgment that could be around mental health.
Yeah, and we need to, because as I said, it's like any other illness, you know, it needs to be spoken about and it's good to talk. You know, so it's great to have. We're here in Ireland, we're great for organising and we're great for charity and, you know, the sponsoring and all that. And it's great to have these organisations. I know our hospitals are not great at the moment with, you know, getting help and you need immediate help. But when you have these helplines for people who are suffering with mental health, it's great to have something that they can pick up a phone and there's somebody at the other end of the phone. But for the First Fortnight, I know, as I said, we're on the 12th today. Was there different events taking place every day? Within the, was it Smock Alley or in the Projects Art Council?
So there's lots of different venues, and everybody, you can find out all the events on firstfortnight.ie. We do have a number of events running across this last weekend, including that tapestry which is on view in the Project Art Centre. We have 24/7 Bliss, which is playing in Smock Alley. That's a play in Smock Alley. And there's some events online. So we have a French film, Le Grand Bon, which is available online across the weekend. And we have conversations with Access Arts Centre, which are available online. But the information for all events are on firstfortnight.ie, and you'll find out information about the organisation there as well. But we've a busy last weekend of the festival.
Yeah, I'd say you're up to your eyes and exhausted at this stage. But I like where you say, like, if people have just tuned in and they haven't really heard much about First Fortnight, I didn't realise it was going 12 years. Fair play and well done for that. I like the piece we have, Come Dance, Write, Draw, Speak, Listen and Watch at First Fortnight. Like, you can just go along, you don't have to involve yourself, just go along and watch if that's what you want to do, or just listen. So it's great that it's something is there for people if they just want to go and just have a listen and see what's going on, and maybe talk about their own, you know, what's going on in their life as well.
Yep. There's like we've a few different ways that you can engage with the festival, and we want to meet people where they're at themselves. So as you say, you can either come along and just be an audience member and watch or hear the artists that are working with us, or we have workshops. There's a workshop this Saturday in Project Art Centre connected to the tapestry. So we've some participation work. Or if you're not comfortable being part of a physical audience or participating, well, then you can participate from your own home with the online events. So there's a number of different ways, and people might want to get very involved and get engaged and meet other people, and there's the opportunity to do that. But also there's the opportunity to just be engaged by watching something from your own home. And one of the aims that JP and Dave had by producing this festival is to start conversations. Mm. And in all those different ways that people can get engaged, we hope that from that they have conversations with other people about mental health, either their own mental health or that of friends or family.
Great. And how do you keep it going? Are you government funded, or do you have to rely on fundraising and all sponsors and stuff like that?
So there's a number of different ways. We do receive funding from the HSE through the National Office of Suicide Prevention. That's NOSP, but the HSE. We also receive funding from the Arts Council. We receive some donations, so we're delighted every year we have audience members who give donations across the festival. And some of the events are free, but some of the events there is a box office ticket charge. So across all those different ways we receive funding. And we also have some funding from Dublin City Council. But we're always open to donations and support from anybody.
great. And you're doing great work. But listen, Maria, I know you're up to your eyes. I know you're really busy. That's you took out the time to talk to us today. But all the information you said is up on your website, firstfortnight.ie. And any of the events that are taking place for the next few days, like we are, I know it's the 12th, but it goes on until the 16th, is it?
Till the 15th. Yeah.
So we have a few days left, and all the information is on that. So thanks a million for taking time out to talk to us today, and good luck with the rest of the First Fortnight events.
Thanks, Debbie.
Okay, thank you, Maria. Thanks.
Near FM.